This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Three deaths of American tourists at one resort in the Dominican Republic are having a wider effect. Last month, a Pennsylvania woman died shortly after arriving at her hotel. 5 days later, a Maryland couple was found dead in the room of an adjacent resort. A medical investigation found respiratory failure contributed. News of this has travelers reassessing plans. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
This tourism commercial shows idyllic scenes of the Dominican Republic, white sand beaches and turquoise waters. It's made the country the top destination in the Caribbean with more than 6 million visitors a year and led Virginia resident Keon Johnson to make plans to go with his buddy.
He and I both like cigars, so probably tour one of the tobacco factories, you know, just really celebrate on the beach.
He was about to book the trip when the news broke about the deaths.
We all came together like, you know, we need to pump the brakes on this trip.
Philadelphia resident Hamlet Garcia is seriously considering canceling his July booking, even though he's a frequent visitor to the country.
But I never expect this what happened right now. This is something that I heard happening in other countries.
But risk management specialist Anthony Roman thinks the travel industry probably won't feel long-term effects.
When it comes to remembering what element created risk, the American public have short-term reactions.
As for Keon Johnson, he's already looking into Jamaica for his Caribbean escape. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.